From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Miami City Commissioners will take an important vote this week on the future of Skyrise Miami. That's the 1,000-foot observation tower that developers want to build on the Biscayne Bay waterfront. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone has details.
The actual vote will be on extending Bayside Marketplace's lease so it won't run out during the life of Skyrise Miami. That's the $400 million 1,000-foot observation tower and tourist attraction that will occupy about 2 acres of the waterfront shopping center. Developer Jeff Berkowitz says it will put a stamp on Miami just as the Eiffel Tower has branded Paris and jumpstart the local economy at the same time.
Nobody would be justified in suggesting that this is anything other than a great deal for the tax.
City voters will make the ultimate decision on Skyrise Miami, but right now it already has the approval of City Commissioner Mark Sarnoff, mostly because of how it will remake Bayside, which was built in the 1980s, Sarnoff says, with 1970s ideas.
My concern is Bayside. My concern is, and always has been, that Bayside needs a substantial upgrade.
Sarnoff says the Bayside Skyrise complex will bring a substantial turnaround to Miami, just as Berkowitz promises.
These towers are a proven concept. They're all over the world. They attract a lot of people. Eiffel Tower's had over 250 million visitors since it opened.
Skyrise would get about 3.2 million annual visitors, he says. Bayside already attracts 23 million a year. The tower would include an amphitheater, restaurants, and observation decks, plus 2 thrill rides, and a sort of flying theater that will give viewers the impression of soaring over and through Miami. From the tallest observation platform, viewers will be able to see Key Largo and Boca Raton just by turning their heads. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.